This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm going out on the phone lines now to Mark Nixon, who is spokesperson for Board of Water and Life. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine, Cheryl. How's it going?
It's going very well this evening. Just wanted to get right into today. Yesterday night, evening at a meeting, the Board of Water and Light, the board approved the first in a series of three rate hikes over the next 3 years. Why don't we just start by when the first rate hike goes into effect?
The first increase that takes effect on March 1st of this year, and it is a 1.5% increase in the electricity, which is what most people are concerned about and are interested in. And for an average residential electric customer, that rolls into approximately 72 cents per month.
Okay. The second goes into effect in October of 2012.
That is correct. We have actually a 2 year, 1 year after the other, 2012, 2013. In both cases, that will be a 3.75% increase. And for a total, I haven't got the addition, but I can tell you in terms of dollars, it's roughly $5 per month for an average residential electric customer. So, you know, it is not an unsubstantial amount, but I hope we'll get into some of the thinking that goes behind those two latter increases.
Absolutely. I just wanted to get the math out of the way so we knew what exactly we were talking about. And so the next question is the reasons for doing this rate hike now and the reasons behind it and where we're going with this.
Well, I'd like to focus on the two 3.75% increases over the next 2 years, 2012, 2013. Those are specifically to pay for our Realtown cogeneration facility. This is the one that I think most folks are aware of now. This is a cogeneration facility that's going to produce both steam and electricity. It's going to, we believe, revitalize a part of Lansing that has seen better days. That is Realtown, very historic area. We're going to be bringing 1,000 construction jobs down there to build it, and we're going to have 200 people working there every day, which we also think will be an economic catalyst. And without going into the whole litany of things, it's also going to be a much cleaner and greener facility. It's going to be a 50% reduction in greenhouse gases compared to an old plant that we're going to be dismantling once this is complete.
And your choices at this juncture in time were to be working on this facility, to be building this facility, or retrofitting a 52-year-old plant. I mean, is that accurate?
That is accurate. This is really an old beast. I mean, we have actually a couple of facilities, including this steam plant, which is coal-fired, that is, you know, as you mentioned, you know, a half century old. It's outlived, really, its normal lifespan, but we're kind of keeping it together. But to retrofit it, to fix it, to even meet the bare minimum environmental standards would cost up to $139 million. Now, you compare that to take an old plant that you have to put that much money into compared to a $182 million facility. Yeah, that's more, but you get a state-of-the-art facility. You get a regeneration of interest and economic development in Realtown. And, by the way, we're going to be burning 139,000 tons of coal fewer each year by switching from coal to natural gas. So we think it's a huge benefit to the community.
Well, it certainly seems so with the jobs, the construction jobs, much less the folks working in the plant after the fact.
Absolutely. You know, if you read some of the blogs in the Lansing State Journal regarding the rate increases, and if you heard some people, obviously people do not like to pay more for anything. I'm one of them. I understand that. But I would have to say, to be fair, if we look at the overwhelming support that we have received for this RioTown project. We're talking about environmentalists in our community, many of whom had opposed the previous plan, which did include coal burning. We have economic development leaders. We have civic leaders. We have the RioTown neighborhood. I mean, that's just to name a few, people who are squarely behind this project because they see it as an economic catalyst, as an environmental boon, and frankly, it is just going to be a landmark development in the south part of Lansing in an area we think probably could use a boost.
Oh, most certainly. When are you expecting, just for our listeners, when are you expecting this RioTown project to be ready to go?
Ready to go probably in the early part of 2013. I mean, that's our schedule. Right now, we are on schedule. We think there will be a groundbreaking in early spring of this year. It's roughly an 18-month building phase. There's always kind of a shakedown cruise period where you just want to make sure everything is working right before it's up and operational. So I would say by 2013, early part of 2013, we'll be seeing that in operation. There will be 200 people down there, BWL employees working every day. And plus, you know, the depot, which I have not mentioned, the 170-year-old historic structure. We're going to rehab that. We're going to refurbish it, bring it back to its state of glory when it was first built around the turn of the 20th century. So all in all, I think it's just a super exciting project.
I did talk to a member of the board, this morning actually, and you know they did tell me that you know these rate increases are not taken lightly. They understand. I mean, they're Board of Water and Light customers as well, and they understand the economic pressure that folks are under. So these decisions are not made lightly, but they're made in the long term for the best interest of the community and the people that it serves. Is that accurate?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, several commissioners mentioned this after they took the vote. It is true that during the public hearing phase, which a public hearing took place last week, their job really is to sit and listen, not to react. It's simply to take notes and to listen to what the public has to say. But before that, well before that, they had been well-versed in what the plans were, had plenty of questions to ask our staff. So by the time it came down to a vote last night, I mean, they had asked all the questions they wanted to ask. So, and yes, indeed, not taken lightly. I mean, if you knew some of these commissioners, you know they are very close to the people of the greater Lansing area. You know, they really are. They're regular folks like you and me, and they do listen very intently. And it's never an easy thing to have, the courage to step forward and say, we think we need this, but I think they did show an act of courage there because despite the difficulty that is, I think in the long run, and they think in the long run, this will be beneficial for the folks of Greater Lansing. And I would have to add that even with this increase, we will still be 15% lower than our nearest competitor. So we still will retain one of the very, very lowest electric rates in all of Michigan.
And you've done this a long time. That was the next question after talking with this commissioner this morning. They told me the rates for Board of Water and Light stand at about third lowest in the state.
That is correct. In fact, Peter Lark, our general manager, last night, I think he may have mentioned second lowest, but, you know, it really does vary a little bit. I mean, rates do go up or whatever throughout the state, so we're never sure. But yeah, second or third lowest is certainly accurate. And that has not just been in recent times. You know, it's been a tradition. It's been a hallmark of the Board of Water and Light. In fact, we have businesses wanting to come into our service area because they know the utility rates are so attractive.
Well, I am happy to stand corrected if we're third lowest in the state with Board of Water and Light. I'm more than happy to correct that for you, Mark. There you go. We'll take them. I appreciate you coming on and talking with. This is exciting news in terms of the REO town plant. So we'll stay with you on that project and see how it comes along. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Cheryl.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Mark Nixon, Board of Water and Light spokesman. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.